Hey, Jacob here. You are listening to Neighbors, a show about what connects us. Before the new season launches on Friday, we wanted to help facilitate connection for you all. We're all facing a really unique thing right now. In order to preserve life, we have been charged to physically isolate. But the least thing that we need right now is to be alone. Physically apart, yes. Alone, no. So Carrie Ed, who you'll hear at the end of this episode, and I put out an ask for people to call in and tell us how they're staying sane and connected during this time. Because I imagine you, could use a little solidarity right now. This pandemic, both the knowns and the unknowns, are scary. It is scary. So be scared if that's where you are. But what's also evident is that beautiful things are happening too. Brightness amidst dark times. So what we're about to play you is you. You and your neighbors called in from all around the globe to share where you're at. Thank you for calling.
Hi, my name's Ra. I live in Stroud in the Gloucestershire in England. And I just wanted to share with you something that we all did last night as a community to stay connected in this crazy time we're all having to live through. Someone in the community had the idea that at 9 o'clock last night, we would all shine a torch out of our windows across the valleys, across the town. It's quite a rural area here. So looking out my window, I look up the valley. And at 9 o'clock last night, I shone the torch out my window. And one by one, all across the valley, these lights started shining. And it was really beautiful. It was quite emotional, actually. And we all just showing solidarity and trying to connect and give each other strength and support at this time. And just wanted to share that with you. Sending love and strength to everybody.
I think that this is a time for us to learn who we are and learn grace with each other. So that's what I'm practicing the best that I can. I'm also trying to just be present to every emotion that I have. So when I'm anxious, I allow myself to be anxious. When I have joy, I allow myself to have joy on my daily runs. When I need to, you know, crawl into bed, I crawl into bed. And I think that's the important thing. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
We are being reminded, I think, that we are human and that one of our deepest needs is connection. But connection is not to be measured in speed, but in depth and breadth. We're realizing community all over again. You know, I think we've spent a lot of time trying to kid ourselves that our neighbors are the people we like and the people who like us. And I think we're beginning to understand all of a sudden that our neighbor is our neighbor. Once emotionally distanced, physically connected, now we're physically distanced, but socially reconnected.
Live from Austin, Texas, this is the Isolation Congregation. Now that's you. You're the Isolation Congregation. I'm also a member, but I'm also playing the piano for you today. And the point of this is to bring everybody together in these times when we're just so excruciatingly apart. I miss you. I miss all of you. Even if I don't know you, I miss you, you know? But we're going to gather together here and sing. If you're just joining us, make sure that you have a lyric sheet. The lyric sheet is at a link that's coming up on your screen right now. Next up is this beautiful old gospel song, His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come?
I have been putting out calls on social media to ask what people need and trying my best to get it to them. Someone just needed toilet paper, and I had an abundance because we have an office. I brought them that toilet paper. Some people need their parents checked on from afar, obviously, and I'm trying to do everything I can. The only way I feel like I can stay sane is by clearing some headspace and by helping other folks. And I think we all have that impulse in one way or another.
I know he watches me.
So I'm going to play one more song on this set. Thanks so much for hanging out. I hope you're doing well out there. I hope you're reaching out to somebody that you need to reach out to. Maybe it's someone you love. Maybe it's someone you had a little fight with or something, and you could reach out to them and patch it up and bring us closer together, bring us all closer together. I appreciate your courage and your strength in these times. Hang in there. Stay healthy. Scrub them paws. We're going to be all right, all right? This is going to pass, and we'll see if we learned anything or not. Today, we got today, right?
Everyone I know is going through the same thing. Like my grandparents in India, my family here. Even though it's like a terrible time, it does make me feel like a little bit closer to them when I kind of hear them talking about social distancing in Mumbai. And, you know, for some reason, I like want to send them more pictures of the things I'm doing. Like, here's what I'm eating and here's a tree I saw today. Just because I know, you know, we're all kind of living the same life right now for the first time in a really long time.
Oh, you know, I can't take the pain. I love you like the river loves the rain. Fill me up.
How do I spend my days stranded in the house? I actually use my language skills to support and help and spread the word. For instance, I follow the local news here in the U.S. and internationally, and I gather all the information that I need to call my mother, who lives in a local displaced camp in Mogadishu, who has, you know, no other source of information to find out what to do the best. She lives in a very, very crowded place. There is no social distancing rules that will ever work there. So I call her to let her know what, you know, the best ways of prevention is.
I love you like the French man loves the wine. Thin my blood.
The way that we are connecting with neighbors, there's just been a lot of front yard play for the kids, or stopping a few feet away and just checking in with people, especially over here in East Nashville. All of us that went through the tornado, we all need to touch, we need to hug, we need to take hands, we need to breathe together, and so that cannot be met until we are all able to reconnect physically, but I think it's maybe helped us be more present mentally and emotionally to other people. And so I, again, hope that that is a gift that will continue for a lot of people after all of this distancing is over.
Oh, yeah, one for the kid. Hey, Bob in Oklahoma, one for the deer. How's it going, Ed? One for the deer. Yes, one for the deer. Guys, take care of each other. Keep in touch. I'll see you around the neighborhood, okay?
One, 2, 3, 4. All right, that's the show. Thank you for listening.
All of the music you heard in this episode was either recorded or live streamed by musicians at home during the pandemic. The first piece was a traditional Irish tune called Shibog Shimur, played by Johnny Duke. The Isolation Congregation is hosted by Dave Madden. He does this twice a week, and you can find more information, including lyric sheets and service times, at facebook.com/Dave Madden Music. We heard the song One for the Ditch from Nashville musician Tim Easton, who is live streaming almost every day. And underneath me now is the wonderful Rachel Bayman.
100% of our Patreon this month is going to support Gideon's Army, an organization that's helping North Nashville rebuild after a tornado amidst now a pandemic. You can find out more about that at neighborspodcast.com.
We'd like to thank Ra, Fiona, Ellis, Alex, Abdi, Hadassah, and everyone else who called in.
Our phone lines are still open, so if you want to call and tell us what's keeping you sane and connected, you can give us a call at 615-601-1411. because I just have a feeling we're going to be doing more of these. You can also record a voice memo and email it to us at neighborspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Stay connected. I'm Jacob Lewis.
I'm Carrie Ad Harmon.
We're reminding you to get to know your neighbors.